Okay, so thank you, John. So now we have found out that 10 people are in favor of doing this vote without the 6 people that are either termed out or will be seated maybe in the future. And so now we're going to take this vote to uphold the ruling of the chair with without those 6 people. Okay, so now if you vote yes, you are upholding the ruling of the chair. If you vote no, you don't. So can we please take another roll call?
You have to this is Eric. Can you articulate the what a yes means and what a no means?
Okay, again, so if you vote yes, you upholding the ruling of the chair to seat the 3 new alternates and to thank the termed out members. If you vote no, you vote to keep the old members and not seat the new ones. Okay, so call the roll, please.
Grace Aaron.
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Christina Avalos.
No.
Jose Benavides. Jose, are you muted?
Yeah, yes.
Your vote is yes. Fred Blair.
Yes, I support the bylaws.
Marisol Cruz.
Yes.
George Funmaker. George, are you muted? I'll come back. Ralph Hawkins.
Yes.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Pass.
Avelia Jones.
No.
Oye, Oye, Yippo.
Oh, come on.
Myla Reason.
No.
Chair will be Paul Roberson. Paul, are you muted?
I'm sorry, my final pro. I vote yes.
Ruth H. Strauss. Roberson votes yes. Ruth,
I'm sorry. Are you coming back for this original vote or what? I'm sorry, my Zoom went out.
We're on the
well,
second.
You get to vote on the original.
Okay.
You should vote on the original.
Upholding the chair, no.
Oscar Ulloa.
Yes, upholding the bylaws.
Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Elizabeth von Gunten.
Objecting to the legitimacy of this entire process, that's a hard no.
Harvey Wasserman.
Well, first of all, Ruth Strauss should be allowed to vote on the previous motion.
Voting by now, please.
Takes 2/3 to remove a member, and I vote absolutely no.
Carlos Zavala.
I vote no, upholding the bylaws in terms of elections and also the 2/3 vote required to remove somebody from the board.
And I'm going back for people who, George Funmaker, how do you vote?
Yes.
And let me make sure I'm not missing. I'm just making sure. Madam Chair, how do you vote?
No, yes. You missed Eric. Eric passed.
Oh,
Eric.
Okay. I apologize. Eric C. Jacobson, how do you vote?
No, because we're part of the larger body, the PMB and Pacifica as a whole. No.
Madam Chair, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, so I assume Oye Oye Yippo is absent at this point. And the yeses are. Yeses are.
Did you get George Funmaker?
Yeah.
George Funmaker voted yes. The yeses are 10. The noes are. The no's are 8. Yeses are 10. No's are 8, Madam Chair. And there were no abstentions.
Okay. Thank you very much. I want to make a, can you please mute in the background? There's a lot of noise. I want to make a statement here that came up during the vote that some people wrongfully claimed. Can you please mute that people wrongfully claimed that you need a two-third majority for unseating? We're not unseating anybody. They termed out. This is not our duty, our doing, you know, so they termed out on the 12th of December. So we don't have to unseat anyone. So, okay, let's go back finally with an hour and a 15 minutes delay to our original, you know, agenda, please. So I would like to, let me just finish this, please. So I would like to seat our new members, John Stormshaw, Ralph Hawkins, Janine Rohn, and also Michael Heiss. Thank you for being here. I want to thank again everybody from Alex, Ali Lexa, Barbara Marbach, and Sandy Childs for being here and for doing all the good work. We have already designated a timekeeper. If the PNB later has an issue with what we're doing, they will take it up with us. This is not the, we have discussed this now extensively, and I would like to continue with the agenda. So now we're going over the excused absences for today. So, are there any excused absences, John?
The only one I'm aware of so far is Lawrence.
Yeah.
Reyes. He wasn't able to communicate one, but as we know that he's not able to do so at this time for medical reasons.
Yes.
Okay. And, Yepo is out.
Bella,
please don't speak.
Has anyone received an excused absence request from Oye Yipo? Because if no one has received one, he'll be listed as absent. There'll be nothing to vote on.
Okay,
And he can still show up at the meeting and be listed as present.
So have him for now as unexcused. If he still shows up, then you know we'll change that. Thank you. And so now we're going over.
So, Madam Chair, without objection, is Lawrence Reyes excused? I need a record. I need a.
Any objections? Okay, so excused. Thank you. Yes, we should all send him very good energy. And so now we're going through the agenda approval. And are you approving the agenda? Is there any objections to the agenda?
No.
I object.
Okay, yeah. So what are you objecting about, please?
Well, this is an entirely illegal meeting, and so it's at this point we're defying the PNB, we're defying the bylaws, and we are now in the territory of being a rogue LSB. We are a committee of the PNB, and to conduct this meeting as you want to go forward is simply illegal. Thank you.
Myla, thank you. If it took a vote, we're not going to discuss this part. Okay, your objection is noted. Thank you. Let's go through the rest of this agenda. If later there will
I have a hand up. Hand is up.
Yeah. Well, there's harder. And there's 10 hands up right now, you know. So we're
good. Well, the first vote was illegal. You excluded Ruth Strauss. She should have been allowed to vote on the first vote, in which case it would have been a different outcome. That's illegal. What you raised is illegal. You've wasted an hour and a quarter of our time for no reason whatsoever, and you've cast a pall over the entire proceedings of this board at a time when the network is in crisis. You're completely irresponsible what you've done here, and Myla is 100% right. This is a completely illegal meeting. Nothing that happens now has any bearing whatsoever. No validity.
A request for information.
Hey, Grace,
who's speaking?
This is Grace with a request for information.
This is Grace with a request for information.
If Ruth,
your opinion is not information.
Excuse me, Harvey.
I'm asking a parliamentary question for the parliament parliamentarian. It's my understanding that the first vote that we took, the vote was 10-9. If Ruth had voted no, it would have made it 10-10. A challenge.
Doesn't matter. She has the right to vote. You have to do a revote.
Harvey,
she has the right to vote.
Not a voter, Harvey.
Okay, I believe that a challenge to the ruling of the chair, if there's a tie vote, it fails. Can we ask John Tatum? So whether she voted or not is moot, because...
No, it's not. It's the right to vote.
Harvey, okay. Can you please be quiet now because you're speaking out of order? Also, I want to say that in the first vote, Ali Lexa, even though he abstained, he actually voted, which he wasn't supposed to do. You know, so, I mean, it's like we have decided that now by majority vote. We're going to continue now with the agenda, please. It's already 11:23. So we're going over. I have noted your disapproval of the agenda of two people. So,
this is all illegal, Zeri.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt the agenda as sent at the draft agenda.
I second.
Thank you. Alina. Okay, so we move this. Thank you. And so now the next point is the set time for adjournment. Of course, it's super late now. I assume it's going
to... There was an objection to the agenda. Don't we have to vote on whether to accept it or not?
No. Madam Chair, may I speak? This is Mr. Tatum.
Go ahead.
I have a comment.
Yeah, the...
You have Mr. Tatum first.
The agenda is either to be amended by adding something or taking something out. It's not a matter of whether you can object to the agenda or not. You have to change. If you don't like the agenda, you have to amend it. There's nothing... You can't object to an agenda. You have to amend it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. Okay, so we have already moved that in a second that the agenda was approved. So now we're setting a time for adjournment. I suggest the time of adjournment for 2:30. Are there any other suggestions? Hearing none.
I move to adjourn now.
We should adjourn now.
Well,
absolutely.
I have said
public comment.
I move to adjourn.
You guys are saying.
I propose we adjourn at 1:00.
We're never going to make it through this agenda by 1:00. I can just tell you that, but we can still prolong it later. I mean, I suggested 2:30. Are there any takers for the 2:30 one?
What about the
you have a motion on the floor
adjournment?
Okay, so
Madam Chair, a motion to adjourn is, I believe, always in order.
Yes, so I mean, it can be amended, right?
No.
No,
it can be. It can. Motion it's not to debatable.
Adjourn. A motion to
straight
adjourn
up,
takes
straight
precedence.
Up voter.
A motion to adjourn takes precedence over all other motions and is not debatable. Has to go straight to a vote.
Okay, so we have to vote now if you guys want to adjourn or not. Okay, so then let's take.
But wait a minute. But wait a minute. The person has to be recognized. You cannot make a motion to adjourn unless you have been recognized by the chair.
Thank you for reminding me of that, since I did not recognize anybody. So I would like to continue on. And since we need to get through
recognition.
So now let's go to the time of adjournment. That's where we were stuck right now.
So that seeks recognition.
There was a, yes, in a little bit. There was a suggestion for 1:00. Is there any objections to 1:00?
Yes, I object.
Okay, so what do you want?
Now.
Okay, so unless you were recognized now, so we have to take a vote to adjourn or not adjourn, I assume. But Mr. Tatum, can you advise me on that? Do I have to take a vote to adjourn or not to adjourn right now?
No, you cannot make a motion when there's already a motion on the floor. The motion to adjourn is out of order because there's already a motion on the floor to accept either 1:00 adjournment or 2:30 adjournment. That's what the vote is for right now.
Okay, thank you.
I move to amend.
You got to be recognized.
Yeah, so can we please take a vote on 1 or 2:30 now? So
you're not going to recognize anyone who has a different time for adjournment, is that right?
But I mean, no, I won't, because we have to have an LSB meeting right now. So it's kind of...
Well, can I amend the time to noon?
No, because I haven't recognized you. And so
you're not going to recognize anyone with a different time. Okay.
Well, yes, because you know what? It's 11:30 now, basically. So we need
to... Yeah, your fault.
So can we please have a vote then on the 1 or 2:30? So that means if you vote yes, you vote for 2:30. If you vote no, you vote for 1 o'clock. Can we please have a roll call for that?
Well, yes.
So, John, if you vote yes, you vote for adjourn at 2:30. If you vote no, you vote to adjourn at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Great, Grace Aaron.
Yes, 2:30.
Yes, for 2:30. Christina Avalos.
No, for 1 o'clock.
Yes. Jose Benavides.
1 o'clock.
So that's a no.
A no.
Fred Blair.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock listed as a. Oh. I have to. Hold on. I had a technical. I lost a document here. Okay. John Crumshaw, are you present? Okay. Marisol Cruz?
Pass.
George Funmaker?
No.
No, that means 1 o'clock. Ralph Hawkins?
Yes to 2:30.
Eric C. Jacobson?
Yes, 2:30.
Avelia Jones?
No.
No for 1 o'clock. Myla Reason?
No.
No for 1 o'clock. Paul Roberson?
Yes to 2:30.
Janine Roan?
Yes to 2:30.
Ruth H. Strauss?
No. 1 o'clock.
Oscar Ulloa?
Abstain.
Polina Vasiliev?
Yes to 2:30.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
I object to the roster, the vote, the rulings of the chair, and the entire process.
So you abstain?
That's not a valid vote. I can list you as present, not voting. The options are yes.
I don't consider the vote a valid vote. I'm not going to vote in a vote that's not valid. With a
okay, then I'm going to list you as present, not voting. Okay. Oscar Ulloa.
Yeah, abstain.
Harvey Wasserman.
I'm 100% with Beth, but I will vote no, just to spare the pain. It's an illegal meeting anyway.
Carlos Zavala.
No.
And Marisol Cruz, you passed. How do you vote?
Yes, 2:30.
And that includes all the passes. Madam Chair, how do you vote?
Yes to 2:30.
The yeses are 8 and the noes are.
Point of order. Did you call Janine, John Crumshaw, and Michael Ice? They are now on the board.
I did miss Michael Heiss. I apologize for, I will correct that. I apologize.
What about John Crumshaw?
I called his name. I got no response. I assume he's not present. I called Janine Roan and I called Ralph Hawkins. Michael Heiss, how do you vote?
Given the uncertainty of the meeting, what's the appropriate way to decline to vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. I abstain.
Okay. So the okay. The yeses are, once more. The yeses are 8. The noes are
10.
The no's are 9, Madam Chair. So the no's were for the 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so we have to end at 1 o'clock, which good luck to us that we're going to get through there. Okay, thank you very much, John. So we now go to the land back acknowledgement compartment. Is there somebody who could read that? Maybe George Funmaker, are you there? Hello? Okay, can somebody else volunteer to read this, please?
Is the IGM available, Madam Chair? Because he's done it before.
Michael, are you there? Michael?
Yes, we acknowledge that we're on unceded land of the Tongva, Chumash, and other related people, and we ask everyone to comport themselves in concert with the standards and respect for all our relations that Indigenous people who are the sovereigns of this land have demonstrated. We are guests here, and we need to work to restore a relationship to each other and to the land that is respectful and restores the quality of the environment that we live in, psychologically, physically, emotionally, politically, and economically. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now we have to go through the Pacifica mission statement. Who wants to read that? Bella, you want to read that?
Oh, God.
Bella is not allowed to participate.
Bella is a member of the listeners. She's not a part of the board. She could read it. You can read it if you want to, Myla.
I don't believe she's allowed to participate in this meeting.
She's a listener, right? She's a listener. She's not in any official function. If you want to read it, please go ahead.
Madam Chair, I think the motion that was passed by the PNV included sweeping language, including events.
Okay, so who can read it then, please? Can somebody else read it then? Somebody must be able to read our Pacifica mission statement.
It says all Pacifica activities. It says all Pacifica activities. I'll leave it up to the chair to decide if that includes participating as a member of the public at this on this stream, Madam Chair.
So we already said to not offend anybody. Bella cannot read it, but can somebody else read it, please?
I can volunteer.
Oh, okay. I was about to read it. But,
go ahead, Michael. Please do.
Okay. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the FCC and subject to operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. And radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Michael. So now we have the fundraising appeal, where I would just like to say, as you all know, we have very dire situation financially. We would like to all encourage you to donate, ask everybody you know to donate, to reach out to whatever groups you can to donate, to come up with creative ideas that, you know, and suggest them if however we can raise more funds so that we can get through this impasse to save our station. Thank you. And then we have then now the report on previous past motions. This, the first is Paul Roberson, November 20th, the excused absence request. Are there any objections to Paul Roberson having an excused absence for November 20th? Hearing none, then he would be excused. John, if you could please pick a note of that.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Then the secretary report. So I don't know if you all saw that. John had a lot of work making a list of all the absences and attendances and stuff. He sent it to everybody. Has everybody received those? Okay. So thank you for doing this, John. This helped us to understand who actually has been here and how much attendance there was. We're trying to you know, establish that it's totally fair for everybody, that, as you know, three unexcused consecutive absences will get you off the board, so that you know. And then the minutes approval, the minutes from the November 20th, everybody looked at those minutes. Are there any objection to approving those minutes?
Madam Chair, this is Janine. Can I be recognized?
Go ahead.
As a new member, I do not have access to the agenda or the minutes that are being presented. If they could be forwarded in an email, I asked for the agenda also to be posted in the chat because it's not online. Thank you.
Oh, I thought, John, you've sent this to all the four new persons. Okay, so if you wouldn't mind putting this in the chat for the ones we that are not on Zoom, maybe we can email it to them. So, John, could you do that, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So now,
Madam Chair, point of order. Okay, this is Jonathan Markowitz. John, okay, could you please put my email address is on what's going to be emailed out, because I'm not on the call via Zoom. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to part two, the chair election. We have allocated 10 minutes for this, Michael Heiss, just so that you know. So we would take some nominations from the floor now about the nominees. Are there any nominees you would like to put forward?
This is Paulina. May I be recognized?
Yes, Paulina, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Ziri Rideau.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm accepting the nomination. Is there anybody else that would like to be nominated or that you would like to nominate? Okay, so
I'd like to second the nomination. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
So, excuse me, what are we nominating? I'm sorry.
Chair of the LSB. So we're nominating now for the chair election. And so is there anybody you would like to nominate for the chair? Okay, so
I'd like to nominate.
Yeah.
Bella.
Bella is off the board. She Evalia. Okay. Sorry. Evalia, do you accept the nomination? Hello, Evalia. Can you hear us? Can you unmute, please? Is she on there? I don't see her right now on the. Maybe she already lost because she said she would leave after a short time. So can anybody please check if Evalia is available?
She's online, but she's I think she's busy right now, probably with something.
Okay, if anybody has a number, please text her. Are there any other nominations?
Oh, can I nominate another person? Oyeyipo,
is he present? Oh yeah, are you there? I think he wasn't present earlier, but
okay.
So yeah, please try to get in touch with Evalia. So what I would say, we can then go back to that point if Evalia still shows up in the next 10 minutes, and then we can have an election. If there are any other nominations for chair. Okay, so I would say we for right now go to vice chair election, and then once Evalia shows up, we see if she accepts the nomination and have an election. Thank you. So for the vice chair,
Excuse me, Madam Chair. I'm just wondering whether we can just allow for a write-in on the ballot in case other people agree that they will accept a nomination who are not here present at this time.
Mm-hmm. John, what do you want to say?
Write-ins will be allowed on all four on all contests.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how does this technically work? Because normally we do the election right here. So
no.
Excuse me, John. Yes, go ahead.
No, we won't be doing the election here. We'll start the election. It's going to be done by secret ballot. Okay. And so Terry Goodman, the Pacifica chair of tellers, and I have composed a ballot. And when we have the nominees, and when I forward Terry an updated roster of members, that a ballot will be distributed to the board. Terry's on the call. Hopefully he'll be able to give us instructions and also give us his deadline for submitting the ballot. So people will vote by email ballot as we've done in the last 2 years. But the election will start at this meeting.
Okay. Thank you, John. So far we have me and Evelia. And if you want to write anybody in, obviously this is allowed. So there will be, candidate statements. How can we do this? Because Evelia is not here, should we wait till she shows up and move on to the next point? Or should I just do a statement and then she doesn't have a statement? That's kind of not nice. I would suggest we're going to the vice chair election. And then once Evelia is on the call, once we're through the three elections here, then we return back to the chair election. Maybe by then Evelia has shown up. So can we go to the vice chair election? Are there any nominations for vice chair, please?
Denise? May I be recognized?
Yes.
Who are you recognizing?
Mary Sol.
Yes, I would like to, Janine, to be the vice chair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And Janine, would you accept that nomination? Janine, are you there? Do you have to unmute?
Thank you so much, Marisol. I was going to nominate you again. So I respectfully decline. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you are nominating Marisol Cruz, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And Myla, you had your hands up?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to nominate Barbara Marbach for vice chair.
Barbara is currently not part of the LSB. So,
according to you, but not according to the PNB.
Yes, that's something we will have to figure out. That's correct. But for that reason, we cannot have people. We had a vote on this, but are currently not on the LSB. We can't have them nominated. Sorry. Is there any other suggestions or nominations for vice chair?
Yes, this is Jonathan Markowitz. Can I nominate?
Yes, no, you're not on the board. Sorry.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
You need to check with Marisol Cruz to see if she accepts the nomination for vice chair.
Okay, so
I can hear her accepting it.
But maybe I misunderstood. Marisol, are you accepting?
Yes, I accept.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, so then, and again, we will have, maybe right now is a good time to have some. Are there any board questions to the candidates?
Ziri, I have my hand up.
Yes, okay, sorry.
I just wanted to make it on record that Oi was nominated for chair. Has that been recorded?
John, did you record that? I don't know an absent thing, but since you can put in write-in candidate, it shouldn't be a problem, right?
Yes, he'll be included as a candidate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Does anybody else have a question to the nominated person?
Janine, point of order.
Yes, go ahead.
I believe both Avelia and Oye need to accept the nomination for them to be included on the ballot. Thank you.
That's correct. They will have to be either write-ins, and then we don't know yet if they accept, or if they're on the ballot, then they have to accept them first. That's correct. Thank you. So now We have the, are there any more questions to the candidate for vice chair? If not, is there any public comments to the vice chair? Okay, so then are there any teller's instructions? No. Okay, so then we move on to the treasurer election. What are the nominations on the floor? Can you nominate a few people, please, who has some nomination?
I would like to nominate Janine Ron.
Okay. Janine, would you accept that nomination?
I do. Thank you.
Okay, so we have Janine nominated.
I'd like to be recognized.
Yes, go ahead, Myla.
I'd like to nominate Kim Kaufman.
Kim Kaufman, do you accept the nomination? Kim, are you there?
Yes, I do accept.
Okay. So we have then Janine and Kim. Any other nominations, treasurer? Not hearing any. So are there any questions? Is there like a candidate who would like to make a statement? So Janine and Kim, do you want to make statements? John, what's up? You want
to say something? Oh yeah, I just like to remind her that candidate statements are included in the agenda for 2 minutes. So, Ms. Rowan and Ms. Kaufman, you're welcome to make a 2 minute candidate statement. And the board is, we have time allotted to ask questions to each of the candidate and 5 minutes of public comment about the treasurer election. So that's in the agenda. Feel free to participate.
Yeah. So does any of you two want to make a statement, like either Janine or Kim?
I can make a statement. This is Janine. Before my time starts, I want to say that I still don't have an agenda and I don't have any minutes from prior. So, you know, it's hard for me to follow where the candidate, you know, the nominations and this whole process is at.
John, did you hear something? Did you send you an email?
And it, you know, in the chat and online, if possible, also for others.
Oh, the agenda has been published on kpftx.org, and I sent it to you as well, Janine. Apologies for not asking to be recognized.
Okay, I didn't see it yet. Thank
it
you.
It has not been published.
Anybody, like to the other three also that have newly been seated? Okay.
I see it now at 11:45 in my inbox. So I'll go ahead and start my statement, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
And I have 2 minutes. So my name is Janine Rowan. I started as a volunteer in the outreach committee and I served 2 years as secretary. I've also done 3 years on the finance committee. And last year in 2021, I was elected to the elections committee where I served as the secretary there and the chair of the task force, as well as elected to the audit committee. Just a little bit about my history. I work as an independent producer in film and television, which means that I often set up LLCs. I create budgets for financing. And then once a project is funded, I oversee it, all the costs, and I oversee the accounting department, and I do reports to the investors. I also oversee state incentives, so the audits that are involved in that. What I understand the role to be for treasurer is overseeing the financials of KPFK and giving a status on the financials, reporting it back to the LSB and the public. And then also, which I think is going to be a very important thing coming up, is serving on the National Finance Committee. And as we go into this next year with all the changes that are being presented to us, I feel like we really need somebody that is solution oriented, that has a positive demeanor, and that I believe that I will be a good person in the room and at the National Finance Committee, because there are many of these meetings that are being taken in closed session. And some of them, I mean, there's a lot of closed sessions going on right now where it's questionable whether they should be closed sessions. So I feel like I'm in a good position, and I would welcome a lot of input into the role, and I would appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Janine. Kim, did you also want to make a statement?
All right. Well, I've been overseeing KPFK's finances for about 12 years. I have been the treasurer several times and the chair several times. I am the only chair to consistently provide agendas and minutes. My expertise and historical knowledge of KPFK's finances may not be appreciated by some of you on the LSB, but it certainly has been for many years. And I have provided accurate reporting for years. And unfortunately, the board is not always as interested in the finances as they should be. And thus, we have the current state of KPFK's finances right now. Well, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. So, are there any questions for those two who just spoke?
I have a question, if I might be recognized. I have a question for Janine. It's my understanding, Janine, that for possibly 2 years, when you were acting as secretary for this board, that you failed to produce timely minutes for the board. And I wonder if you can explain that, because I wasn't on the board at the time, but that's my understanding.
Janine, go ahead.
How long do I have to answer this question? Curious.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, I became secretary in 2019, and I went through, in that year, I went through three different chairs. I had never done it before. And I admittedly on these sessions said that I was overwhelmed with the minutes that needed to be provided. So in 2020, when I was elected again, I actually said that I was not interested in the role, but I would take it so that there was an active, but there needed to be an active search for another secretary. I had posted minutes and there were minutes available to the board, as of, about 6 months into my tenure, but a lot of people couldn't access it because they were up on Google Drive and Dropbox. So they kind of remained there unapproved for a very long time, and they have been, and right now all of them are up except for four, and they are in the hands of the governance committee and the LSB members on the governance committee to approve. So they've been on the agenda to be approved. So I don't know that there's anything I could have done. As far as if the concern is giving reports, I think that I now have done another 3 years in the governance of KPFK at various.
But Janine, your 90 seconds have expired.
Right. That's why I asked how long I had. So if I can just finish this thought, I think that even with the finance, I now chair the fundraising committee, and I haven't really had any issue doing the minutes recently. So I don't think that there will be a problem. And I've got several people that have told me that they will assist me in the report. So again, I think it's the positive manner and the approachability and solution oriented that will make the big difference in this election. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Janine. So we're moving a little bit back here now to the vice chair and to the chair, because I think Evelia is now here. Evelia, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ziri. And I thank you for a moment to address the nomination. Yeah. Is that appropriate now?
Yeah, go ahead. You can make a statement of 2 minutes if you accept the nomination.
Okay. Well, let me just say, I appreciate it, the nomination. I don't have the time in my life right now to dedicate to a responsible leadership there. So let me decline to keep it simple. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So for chair election, you can, of course, write somebody in. In the moment, only my nomination is on the floor. If it's okay, I would like to make a brief candidate statement. I've been the chair now only for 3 months, and while it's a very difficult job, as you saw at the beginning, I really appreciate everybody in the end is being interested in doing the best for the station. And this is what I would like to do. I would like us to uphold the bylaws, to actually return to transparency. And this includes everything where finances are concerned, where communication between the PMB and us is concerned. I would definitely like to keep our building, as has been, you know, I mentioned that they are considering selling our building. And I feel that KPFK is actually on a better, with the help of the new IGM, on a better trajectory right now. And thank you for your trust and so far working with me. And I want to be open to whatever. So, are there any questions for me right now?
Very concerning.
Okay, are there any questions?
I understand that Arthur Schwartz is in the meeting. I'd like to hear from him before we proceed with any elections.
Harvey, I don't know. I didn't. Do you want to ask me anything about the chair?
Yeah. I have a question.
I want a legal opinion as to whether this election is even legal.
Well, let
anything in this meeting. I want a legal opinion as to whether anything in this meeting is legal.
This is
let her finish her candidate thing, and then I'll say something.
Well, no, I don't know if this is really what we're doing now or if we can do this later off the board. I mean, this is we're going through these whole election things right now. So this is not
the
election moment.
None of this is legal. None of it's legitimate. We need to hear from the attorney.
So we have taken a vote, Harvey. Okay. Unfortunately, it worked against you, but we will talk with him and with whoever wants to talk to us from the PNB after this meeting. Absolutely.
Ziri, I would like to say something that this is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
And I was just nominated for treasurer.
Yeah.
And what I also want to add is I do not believe that this meeting is legitimate either. Nevertheless, even though I accepted a nomination for a meeting, I don't believe it's legitimate. I just want to say that publicly. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Is there anybody who has a question for me regarding the chair?
This is I have a question.
Janine?
Because Kim had a follow-up, I thought I would mention also that I believe that we should proceed with the meeting as it is and let if there is an issue with the validity of this meeting, we'll come up with it. So we should proceed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other questions
from me? Ziri, I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
As a director, I want to know what you stand on in regards to info wars. Disseminating information that has not been it's been a big issue. Like Fox News is, I mean, it's famous for the info wars. I want to know where you stand on that, like what's going on with COVID and all these other issues.
So I
don't want us to be another Fox News.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how this relates to my position as chair. I have nothing to do with info wars. I don't know if you refer to Alex Jones or something. I have nothing to do with him. We're not using any of his information or something. I don't know if that's what you mean. Referring to the program, I'm producing a news. This is something I gladly discuss with you some other time. This is not really relevant for the chair. I am a journalist and I do the program as with the best conscience. I do, we abide by all the rules from the county regarding COVID. So I don't quite know what you mean. Sorry.
Okay. Well, what I'm hearing is that
Excuse me, who's this speaking? So this is the time to ask me about the chair. This is not about the programming or anything.
What I understand, it was in the program, in one of the programs that you had advocated that COVID was not a problem.
No, that's not what I'm advocating. I'm saying in the program, which is totally unrelated here. Okay,
speaking.
That we follow the, we went to the Barbara Farah press conference, okay, and she said currently there's no mask indoor mandates. That's all. Okay, so this is, I said what they said.
Okay. Okay.
So I don't want to say more about the program. This is about the chair election now. Also for the vice chair, I think the only one currently who is here is Marisol. Marisol, do you want to say anything else about your vice chair position?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. As the vice chair, I am here as a backup for the chair, and I appreciate it when we are in unison in regards to why we're here. Something that's very important is that we use this platform to dialogue as human beings for the greater good of the station. I know it is difficult. We are passing through something that's very, Lawrence is in the hospital. He's still in my prayers. And I know that each one of us as humans, and with this whole, COVID situation, as I was just listening in, it's important that we do the questions, the hard questions, that we definitely think beyond the mass media narrative. I think as a station, we have the perfect platform to take opportunity to see what is really going on, to pull away the curtains and see what's behind there and what is being disseminated to the masses, and questioning the narrative. I mean, I think that's what KPFK is all about. We are not mainstream. We are progressives, and we question things. We don't just take things for what it is said. So as your vice chair, I'm here as a backup. I am here to support all of us working together in unity. And I welcome the challenge of what is, quote unquote, the truth, wherever that may come from, wherever that information is coming from. And a lot of it, believe it or not, is coming out of the community. It's coming out of the grassroots, out of people like you and I, who volunteer for positions such as these to challenge the system, to be greater than the mainstream narrative that has a historically has oppressed a lot of our
communities. Excuse me, Marisol, your 2 minutes have expired.
Okay, thank you so much. Vote for Marisol Cruz for vice chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, may I recognize to nominate someone to be
chair? Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Harvey Wasserman to be chair of this body.
For chair or vice chair, or for which one now?
Chair.
Okay. So, Harvey, do you accept the nomination?
Yeah, I'll accept. I have 2 minutes to speak. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so the Pacifica obviously is in a catastrophic position because we have not had elections. The original elections should have been validated. This past year of disaster has been a testimony to the need to listen to the majority of the voting members of the network. And this meeting today is a travesty. And I want to yield my time to Arthur Schwartz to comment on what's going on here. This is an illegal meeting, and we cannot proceed without new elections. I hope to God that the court puts in the new bylaws, because obviously these bylaws have failed. And as chair, I'm going to make sure that the bylaws are changed, and that we proceed in a way that is responsive to the listenership, so that we can have a functioning voice. In the era of Trump, Pacifica should have been totally at the forefront. And here we are spending time throwing people off a board. It's absolutely ridiculous. And we should all be ashamed of what's happened to Pacifica here. I hope to God we can revive it. And Arthur Schwartz needs to be allowed to speak. You have a corporate counsel here. You have to understand that we are paying him, and that he gives us the meaningful description here. This is an illegal meeting. It should never have happened. We should never have wasted over an hour throwing people off the board when we need all hands on deck and where the listenership needs to be listened to. We have issues already with people on this board who were rightfully elected and barred off. This is the most undemocratic organization I've ever been in. I've been in this movement for 60 years. I was first on WBAI in the 1970s with Bob Fast, and that now it's come to this. This is an outrageous destruction of a great network. We need to listen to the listenership, and this is an illegal
Harvey,
meeting.
Harvey, I'm sorry your time has expired.
Okay, fine. We need to hear from Arthur Schwartz right now about the legality or the illegality of this meeting. Nothing should proceed.
This is Jonathan, point of order.
Excuse me, Harvey. Thank you very much for saying this.